And you got a match, you fool.
Strickland's voice, coming out of the darkness, harshly, made me start. Strover cried out, "Oh, my God! I thought you were dead!" I struck a match and looked about for a candle. I had a rapid glimpse of a tiny apartment, half room, half studio, in which was nothing but a bed, canvases with their faces to the wall, an easel, a table, and a chair. There was no carpet on the floor, there was no fireplace. On the table, crowded with paints, palette knives, and litter of all kinds, was the end of a candle. I lit it. Strickland was lying in the bed, uncomfortably because it was too small for him, and he'd put all his clothes over him for warmth. It was obvious at a glance that he was in a high fever. Strover, his voice cracking with emotion, went up to him. "Oh, my poor friend, what is the matter with you? I thought you were ill. Why didn't you let me know? You must know I'd have done anything in the world for you. Were you thinking of what I said? I didn't mean it. I was wrong. It was stupid of me to take offence."
"Go to hell," said Strickland.
"Now, be reasonable. Let me make you comfortable. Haven't you anyone to look after you?"
He looked round the squalid attic in dismay. He tried to arrange the bedclothes. Strickland, breathing laboriously, kept an angry silence.